Today, I'm going to be telling you all about migration. We will dig deep into the information of Italy's migration flows. I'm Kayla Cox, and today I will be telling you about Italy. Those who reside in Italy are allowed to leave freely as long as they are in possession of a passport, and are allowed to move around the country without the government restrictions blocking their transportations. In Italy, the citizens have access to trains and taxis to help them travel. The migration flows in Italy have more migrants coming into the country than leaving the country. The main countries that produce the most immigrants entering Italy are from Southeast Europe and North Africa. The main countries that immigrants from Italy move to are in Southeast Europe and North America. If Italy was put into a demographic transition model, the country would currently be in stage four. Stage four of the demographic transition models have low birth rates and low death rates. Most countries in stage four of the demographic transition model have been known to have a strong economy, educated citizens, and a good quality healthcare system. Even though countries in stage four have low birth rates, the population is still very high. This is because the country has a low death rate and the life expectancy is growing older and older as the country advances its healthcare. The population may be high, but the population growth rate is low in this stage of the demographic transition model. There is no history of forced migration involving this country. No wars have forced the people of Italy out of their home country. The country's history without forced migration has caused there to be a higher population than countries who have been entertaining war in their country's territory. The internal migration is defined as human migration within one geopolitical entity, usually a nation state. In Italy, there is internal migration, such as urban to rural or rural to urban. The majority of Italy's internal migration is rural to urban and has many women getting involved in the government. The main causes of internal migration tends to be for better education opportunities and a better economy. Italy has a constant flow of migration and immigration in their countries that has been going on for many years and will most likely keep going constant for many years to come.